From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Northern Alliance has accepted an invitation to travel to Berlin and attend talks on the future of Afghanistan. Those talks could begin as early as Monday. Other Afghan opposition groups will also participate, but not the Taliban, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kabul.
The United Nations Deputy Special Envoy to Afghanistan, Francesc Vendrell, has been in the capital since Saturday, meeting with leaders of the mainly Tajik Northern Alliance, as well as representatives from the country's ethnic Pashtuns and Hazaras. After 4 days of talks, he appears to have finally convinced a reluctant Northern Alliance, which controls Kabul, that it's in their interest to attend the meeting suggested by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Some in the alliance leadership have been pushing for the meeting to be held in Kabul. This evening, at a joint news conference with the Northern Alliance Foreign Minister, Dr. Abdullah, the UN envoy said he was pleased with their decision to attend the talks in Germany.
This is a difficult time in Afghanistan, and the fact that they are willing to travel abroad in these rather challenging circumstances is a signal of flexibility. It's a signal that we are in a completely different era, in a different period, and we are very hopeful.
Vendrell said the meeting would be as representative as possible, given the short notice and speed with which it was arranged. It will, he said, include four delegations. One led by the mainly ethnic Tajik and Uzbek Northern Alliance, another delegation from the former King Zahir Shah, as well as representatives from two largely Pashtun Afghan exile groups. Vendrell said he did not expect any representatives of the Taliban at the meeting, calling the Taliban a movement on the verge of collapse. But he said this does not mean that Afghanistan's ethnic Pashtuns, the country's largest ethnic group, would be excluded.
I think it is a disservice to the Pashtuns to suggest that their representatives somehow or another are the Taliban. So there will be fair representation for the Pashtuns. The fact that there are no Taliban does not detract from the capacity of the Pashtuns to be properly represented.
Vendrell said he hoped that the United Front or Northern Alliance delegation would also include members of the ethnic Hazara community, Afghanistan's third largest. The Northern Alliance Foreign Minister, Dr. Abdullah, seemed to suggest this would happen and that the Alliance Defense Minister would lead the delegation.
It will be representatives from all components of the United Front. Most probably Mr. Kanuni will lead that delegation from our side, but there will be members from other components as well.
The UN Special Representative would not say how long the talks are expected to last, nor would he speculate on when or if a multinational force would be put on the ground, as some have suggested, to help keep the peace while the political future is being decided. The Northern Alliance is keen on keeping such a force out. Dr. Abdullah today said he did not expect the issue to be raised in Germany. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.